Blog Talk Radio.
I feel across the neighborhood circle, okay? Just minding my business, trying to make a living, taking in day by day. Some of the things that I'm saying, you just wouldn't believe. But I always hold my head up in dignity. Can't judge a book by the cover, cause they don't really even know me. Don't know me.
The Hodge Podcast with your co-producer. We'd like to take this time to welcome Nurse Carmen to the podcast.
Hello.
I'm not sure what happened to some of our other callers and members, but we won't allow that to stop us from going forward.
Amen.
Just want to just give thanks today for just admiring and seeing the beauty of what it is that God is doing in our lives and around us, just to be able to, and I'm finding it hard to find words, because he is just so good. And I say he, but I want the cast to know that he, she, whatever you want to put there, because God is actually a spirit and he's everything. Well, God is everything.
Amen.
So if you want to replace it with he, that's fine. You want to replace it with she, because God is everything. I just want to touch quickly on something that I think we have to learn how to focus more deeply on, and that's the fact that we are all one.
Yeah.
And it's so important for us to understand that all things are one thing. There is only one thing, and all things are part of the one thing that is. This means that you are divine. You are not your body, you are not your mind, and you are not your soul. You are the unique combination of all three, which comprise the totality of you. You are an individual of divinity, an expression of God on earth. And that, when we come to understand that, then we can begin to walk and live in the manner in which we were created for, and to get back to who we really are. And we've got to understand that we're not who we think we are. It's funny because the president recently said, don't believe what you read and don't believe what you see. But I'm here to tell you that what we've got to do is step outside of ourselves and look within. And if we begin to look within, then we can use this great divinity authority that we have to change and make things just how we would like for it to be. And I know to those that have not heard the word before might seem to think it's a little far-fetched, but that's only because we refuse to accept who it is that we really are. We are part of the oneness. And just because we're not, per se, right there with it, and that's really not true because he's everywhere and he's everything. So we are with him, but we have to understand that we are part of him. And regardless to what walk of life it is that you're walking right now, it does not replace you from being who you are. Just because you haven't realized it yet does not mean that you're not it. It's just we have to come to the realization that we are part of God. This is part of the reason why God said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you, because he is you and you are him or her. That's who we are. And it's important for us to begin to visualize and speak within to ourselves so that we can get the answer. So many times we've done this and we've gotten an answer. I believe on our last podcast we spoke with regards to subconsciously and consciously living our lives. And what we have to do is begin to wake up and start to live our lives consciously and not subconsciously, because when we live it consciously, then we are creating. When we live it subconsciously, we're creating, but we're not creating to our own knowledge. And this is why we have to give credit to any and everything else, because we're not aware of what it is that we're really doing. So it's important for us to take a step back. And I know all of the things in which we've been taught. I know all of the things in which they want you to believe. But why won't you, or why are you so afraid to believe in yourself? Believe in your own God-given ability. It's easy for us to believe in, and no disrespect, I don't mean any harm to anyone, but any mega church pastor that everyone is familiar with. It's easy for us to believe in that person, but why is it so hard for us to believe in ourselves? Partly because we've been told that we weren't good enough. We were told that we were born in sin. And we have to stop and start examining some of this stuff and understand that the God that is the creator of all of this would not do that to you. And for us to walk around and in one breath speak about the goodness of God, but then he's so good, but he would set you up where you are automatically going to fail. No good parent would do such a thing. So if no good parent would do that, why would we belittle God to think that he would do such a thing. And as a parent, whatever gifts and talents that you have, you want to make sure that your offspring has that.
That's right.
If you are blessed enough to have enormous wealth, you automatically sharing that with your offspring.
That's right. Amen.
So why do people find it so hard to believe and accept that God shared his awesomeness with all of us? Some people don't act the way we think they should act, but who are we to judge anyone in their walk of life? Now, just because their walk of life does not fit the model in which we have set up for ourselves does not make it wrong. They just chose a different path. But I'm here to tell you, all paths lead right back to the same point. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Amen.
And so we've got to come to understand this and not rely on some of the mythical stories and teachings that we've been told over the years, because they just don't make sense. Not when you're talking about the great creator. Not when you're talking about an awesome God that can do all things. And not one of us here on this planet or any other planet anywhere can exist without God. So why would he create something that was not pleasing to him? And he had to create it. So if he created it, he created it for a reason, and then that's when we have to understand that all things are working for the good.
Right.
Now, I know in the Bible, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I know in the Bible that it tells us that there is more to that verse that are called, it says some stuff that are called, that are loved, and stuff to that nature. But what we don't understand is we are all called. In one way or another, we are all called. If we weren't called, we would not be here. And there is just no way of getting around that. You can believe those stories about Satan creating this or creating that, but all things are of God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That means every single thing, even the stuff that we don't like, that's still God. Because if God didn't create it, it would not be. And it's just that simple. But why is it so hard for us to accept that? We can't deny God all that he is. We can't just give him the good and what we call bad, take that from him, because he is that also. Because we have to understand that what we call bad in God's sight isn't bad, because he didn't create anything bad. But we have to understand that for every action, there is a reaction. For every yin, there is a yang. So on that, using that analysis, you have to understand that God does not choose hot over cold, tall over small, short, fat over skinny. God doesn't choose these things, because he has made them all. How would you know if it was hot, if you didn't have cold?
Right, right.
So it doesn't make it bad. It's just different.
Exactly.
And that's the same what we're trying to get people to understand now. I don't want anybody to think that what we're saying is the only way. It's just another way. Because all things are going to return to from which it came. So no matter what you do, you can sing down here all day long and pray that you make it to heaven. And I can assure you, there is no place else for you to go. But if you want to spend this beautiful time that he has given us here to be creators, to be the best that we can be, if you want to spend it just praying to get somewhere that you already are, then as we've said numerous times before, then you can spend your time. But time is too valuable for us here in this earth for us to just be spending it foolishly, when we could be spending it rewardingly, and not only for us, but for all that are around us. But because we will not let go of these beliefs, we seem to hold ourselves back. We limit ourselves from the God-given ability that he has given us. And I was speaking with my mother earlier today, letting you know that we have the ability to heal ourselves. But we've been so bamboozled, per se, that we think the only way we can get healed is through a doctor. We don't understand that this temple that God created is the most magnificent piece of work that there is. How many times have you cut yourself and the next day you've already seen it starting to heal? How about when you break your bone? That bone heals.
That's right.
You lose a tooth, that tooth grows back.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of the great creation, but we're afraid to acknowledge it, because then we feel as if we are offending God. And there is nothing that anyone can do or say that can offend God. Nothing. Because whatever you do or say, it is he that created it. And I say this, but I don't say this for us to just live just crazy, you know what I mean, with regards to hurting someone and stuff of that nature. I'm not saying it for that purpose. I'm saying it for the purpose of enjoying your life and making it the best that you can be. And the first way and the most important part of that is, first of all, you have to come to the knowledge that God is God. And then when you come to that knowledge, then come to the knowledge that you are a part of God. And then when you come to the knowledge that you are a part of God, you will change. And the things that you do. Because then what happens is you will be allowing the God, the soul in you, to begin to work together with the mind, the body. And when the mind and the body start working together, when the mind, body, and soul starts working together, this is when you feel as if you are truly in heaven.
Amen.
And we've had experiences of this right here on earth already.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, because we're living subconsciously, we tend to forget. We don't realize what it is that we've just done. A simple walk in the park, enjoying the company of yourself. And it can be with someone else as well, but it's still the company of yourself. Looking at the beautiful creation, just marveling at how things are operating without any body doing anything. And what I mean by that is the grass growing, the trees blooming in its season. Nobody is calling on the tree to bloom. The trees know when to do this without the help of man. This is because God has set this up. And he can set it up, whereas the seasons know when to change. The trees know when to bloom. The grass knows when to grow. But he couldn't get it right with us. Everything else he's got right. And so why would we think he got us wrong? His most special creation. Why would we think he got that wrong? Why is it so hard for us to accept the fact that God has done an outstanding job with the whole creation of the earth? Because we just refuse to let go of so many wise tales or just things that people have told us, and we refuse to believe it. And I've done the thing on it already where they're just illusions.
Right.
God needs us to worship him. What we need to find out, God being a deity, please, if anybody ever gets a chance, do research and find out why would a deity need you to worship him? When you know who you are, why do you need somebody to bow down to you? That's what kings and rulers and emperors do. Not God. And when you come to that understanding that a deity, God, needs nothing, then you'll understand that whether we want to believe it or not, the Ten Commandments aren't so. We'll come to understand that this mythical creature called the devil isn't so. But we won't let go because for some reason, well, not for some reason, but because I can understand after being taught this and that for all of your life, to venture out into something else would be quite earth-shattering to you. But it's time for us to start to shattering. Break these binds that have gotten us held down from being the best that we can be. Shake loose the shackles and live as God so intended for us to live, not by man's rules, but by your rules, by your godly rules. One of the greatest commandments is love thy God with all thy heart. Then love yourself, and then love your neighbor as yourself. And if you can get those three down, I guarantee you that everything else falls into place. And so that way, all of this crazy stuff that, as I say, this might be running through people's mind. I can rob a bank. I can do this. No, that's not what we're saying. But you can. You can rob a bank. Just be ready for the consequences. Not the devil, but the consequences that goes with that action that you've taken. That's the same as when you stick your hand in the fire. You know that there is a consequence to that, right?
Yep.
Now you make the choice whether you want it or not. But it still doesn't change who you are. You're just going to be who you are with a burnt hand. But you're still who you are. So it's important for us. And I say it's important for us, but it's also what we need to do. Brother Paul wrote about it in one of his books. He said we need to renew our minds. And what renewing of the mind is getting that old stuff out and bringing in the new. And when I say get the old stuff out, that doesn't mean you have to let go of everything that you believe. But if we be honestly truthful with ourselves, the things in which we believe isn't really working. And if it was really working, we wouldn't have all the hunger, all the diseases, all of the sickness. We wouldn't have that if it was really working. Because there's not too many atheist doctors. There's not too many atheist cooks. And I just use that as an example. What I mean by that is 95% of all humanity tends to follow one different faith or another. And that all of those faiths seem to center on one deity. They call them different names, but one deity. And using that analysis, just look where it's gotten us. They don't mind. They don't care if people are homeless. They don't care if people are starving. They don't care if people are dying. All they care about is money and themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come to know who you really are, you will care about yourself, but you'll care about the next man as yourself. And this is where our shortcoming comes in, is we care about us as far as survival of the fittest. That only the strong survives. And we've got to shake loose that mentality and understand that just because I can't lift 1,000 pounds, well, I'll change that. Just because I can't lift 100 pounds does not make me weak. It just makes me not able to lift 100 pounds. And that person that can lift 100 pounds, there are other areas in life that they can't do, but that don't make them weak. But we're so easy to judge and to label people certain things instead of just labeling them my brother or me. Isn't that so much easier than trying to find so much fault in everyone else? Instead of not worrying about the faults, but first of all, correct whatever it is within you that you feel is wrong or not what you want to be to represent who you are. Wake up in the morning and say, today, people are going to see me as the kindest person in the world. That's an expression of who you are. And that's just an example that I use on how we can control who and what we are. We have a tendency to say, well, you know, because of this, I did that. No, you don't have to do that. You have free will to do what is best for you. And it would be a beautiful thing if we would just start to recognize just who we are. And that's so soon as we start to recognize who we are, then we can begin to be a better person. What I'm going to do at this time, as we get ready to end this half an hour of thinking and trying to better understand our relationship to God and just who we are. Have any closing remarks from you, Nurse Carmen?
Well, I just, you made me think things that make you go, That's all you just made me think about.
Okay.
Who I am. However, I have to say that several years ago, when I first went through a medical issue, I said to my neurologist, that I thank him for helping me get better. He said to me exactly what you're saying. It wasn't me. There's a higher being. However, the higher being's in me, so it was
That's
me.
Right. That's correct. That's correct. Because that higher being is you. And I say this to you, the same way he did it before,
he can do it again.
You just have to understand, believe, and accept it.
Right.
Jesus said, believe in your heart and doubt not, and it shall be. And he didn't say certain things. He just said, if you, whatever it is, if you believe in your heart and doubt not, it'll be.
Amen. Amen.
I do truly thank you tonight, Sister Carmen, for being
thank
here
you,
with
my
me.
Brother. Thank you.
Right, I'm going to have to hunt down the co-producer. I know he's got such a hectic schedule. But we let him know that praise
thank
be
you.
To God that we were able
Amen.
To have another successful podcast. I thank
yes,
you.
Yes.
Good night. Have a blessed day.
Good night.
Evening.
All right, you
and,
also.
And until tomorrow, may God continue to guide us.
Thank you.